This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at ArenaClub.com.
All right, Vince Quinn here with you on CBS Sports Radio, and one of the most interesting, fascinating, enjoyable teams, crazy teams to watch in the NFL is the Seattle Seahawks, and so joining us to talk about the Seahawks is Curtis Crabtree, covers the team for Sports Radio KJR, and he's a contributor for ProFootballTalk.com. Curtis, welcome to the show.
How's it going?
How's it going for you? I mean, what is it like to cover Seattle this year? How has that been?
It's kind of a nightmare. Because You rarely know what the result of a game is going to be until the clock hits triple zeros, and it's all, you know, most of their games come right down to the wire. They have for many years now, kind of in general. But yeah, to try to get a jump start on anything you're trying to write post game, forget about it, because you kind of got to wait for the game to be over before you know what's going to happen. They make it pretty crazy most of the time.
Well, yeah, and like from the outside, it's such a weird thing because the general understanding over the years with Seattle has been, okay, they're a running team, the defense is great, Russ makes a play here and there, and they go and win games. And this year I'm looking at it, I see the number one offense in football, I see the 30th ranked defense in football. Like, what is going on with the Seahawks this year? How different is this team?
Well, the defense of the Legion of Boom era is long in the rearview mirror at this point in time. They're just not that team in the approach that they're playing defense with the personnel they have on that side of the ball anymore. And, you know, Russell Wilson, it's now fully his team where the offense is the side of the ball that's carrying everything. And, you know, the way that they're playing right now, they have one of the worst defenses, particularly pass defenses, that I can ever remember. They're on pace right now to allow almost 1,000 more passing yards than any team has ever done before this season. Now, I mean, it's absurd, that number. Now, they're not going to get there. They have to play the Giants, Jets, and Washington, Philadelphia down the stretch. Some teams that probably aren't going to be able to throw it all over the yard on them. But it's not going to erase a 1,000-yard pace, I wouldn't assume. So they are very poor against the pass defensively. They haven't had much of a pass rush. They hope the acquisition of Carlos Dunlap can help spark that. And they did have 7 sacks a week ago against Buffalo. Maybe that's, you know, kind of a little bit of a bellwether of some change on that front. But the defense overall, it's just they're giving up big plays left and right. The cornerback play has not been very good, and they're hurt at that position now too. So it's not the Legion of Boom. Richard Sherman, Brandon Browner, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas, they are long gone at this point.
Yeah, and obviously we're talking with Curtis Crabtree, the Seahawks reporter for Sports Radio KJR and contributor for ProFootballTalk.com. And Curtis, like, you mentioned Jamal Adams for a second, and just like what I've seen on Jamal Adams is obviously it's this big blockbuster trade in the offseason, feels like a perfect fit, and then all I've heard, like, not to say I've dug in on the numbers, but I just see, like, Pro Football Focus writing negative things about what he's done so far this year. Like, where is Jamal Adams at this point?
It's tough to say because he's only really played, like, 3.5 games, too, because he had a hamstring injury, or a groin injury, I should say, that kept him out for over a month. And so that obviously is going to throw a little bit of a wrench into the plans, too. So Seattle is a defense that in their era with the Legion of Boom and such, were pretty simple defense. They were going to come and line up about the same way every time, play their couple coverages that they did really, really well, rely on their great talent to sort of cover what was out there and kind of go that way. Now, with the fact that they don't have that kind of a pass rush anymore, no more Michael Bennett, no Cliff Averill, no Chris Clemens, etc., they're having to do more with pressure packages to try to affect the opposing quarterback. Otherwise, they're just going to sit back there all day, as you saw with Kyler Murray in the Arizona game. And the downside of that is if you're bringing more people after the passing and less in coverage, and when the quarterback play isn't as good, you end up getting burned that way too if you don't get home. And that's part of what's going on there. They've used Jamal to be a part of that pressure package because he is pretty good as a blitzer and all of that. And in turn, when they haven't gotten home, it's left them vulnerable downfield, and they've gotten torn apart in that regard too. So Jamal, I don't think his coverage ability was ever the highest kind of viewed aspect of what he does anyway, but they're still trying to figure everything out. And it's not just one problem for Seattle's defense. It would be one thing if it was, but it's not. They've got several things that they need to fix. Like I said, the pass rush is a big issue. The cornerback plays struggling. Shaquille Griffin and Quentin Dunbar are both going to miss this game on Sunday against the Rams because of injuries. They're just getting another cornerback back in Ugo Amadi and Nico Thorpe's coming back from injured reserve too. So, I mean, they've had pieces swirling in and out left and right, and I don't think they really have a feel for what this group is yet.
Okay, and that makes a lot of sense. I mean, given the stability they had before and all the turnover at this point, yeah. So looking at one of the guys that obviously, when it comes to the national scale of who's really shined, obviously one is Russell Wilson, MVP candidate, just looks amazing out there. But then the other guy that's getting a lot of love right now, DK Metcalf. And for him to be a really polarizing project last year, second-round pick, I believe, like, what is it that's made DK Metcalf so successful already with Seattle, where he's talked about as being the best receiver in the league in some circles?
Well, it helps that he's 6'4 and 220 and can run a 4.3 40. I mean, that kind of brings some good talent to the table. And then you throw in the fact that this year he's just that little bit more seasoned, where last year at the start he was pretty much always going to line up at the X spot, you know, kind of kept him in that kind of box for a while as he got his feet wet. And well, now he can line up in any position that they want on offense. So that helps too. And then if they do have a cornerback kind of trail him like Patrick Peterson did against in the Arizona game, well, Tyler Lockett's there, who's pretty good in his own right to kind of play off of him and go for 200 yards in that game. And I'm expecting Jalen Ramsey will probably do the same sort of thing with him this weekend and trail him around a pretty good amount. But he's just a terrific receiver. He works really hard at what he does. He's got the work ethic of somebody who isn't 4.3, 220, and runs a 4.3. You know, he has the work ethic of a guy who's like 5'10", 180, and has to grind it. And so that helps, too. He and Russell Wilson got on the same page really quickly. He inherently trusts him, and that's a big part of the reason why he's looking like one of the top couple receivers in the NFL.
So the other news, by the way, this week, you get the news, Pete Carroll, 4-year extension. And how do you feel about that?
I mean, Pete has the ability to be the coach pretty much as long as he wants to be because he's winning every single year. I mean, they've made the playoffs. I think it's in 7 of his 10 seasons. And in all but one of those playoff trips, they've at least won a single game in the playoffs, too. They've only gone, you know, one and out one time, and that was against Dallas 2 years ago. So, you know, they're being successful in the postseason just about every year. They haven't got back to the Super Bowl or anything yet, but that's a tough mountain to climb. Only two teams get there, only one team wins it. There's a reason Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers and all these other great quarterbacks only have one title of their own as well, and it's because it's a tough hill to climb. And, you know, Pete has done a very, very good job with this franchise over 10 years. They've been able to rebuild out of the little hole and kind of refresh the talent that they did have needing to do here a couple years ago to where they have made it more offensively based and all of that, and they've been able to win in multiple different ways. And so, Pete has not really shown any signs of wanting to slow down from coaching. Maybe a couple years ago when he was dealing with Michael Bennett and Richard Sherman being a little bit pop-off in the season, that's the one time it felt like he was getting a little bit tired of the act, but they bounced back and had a really nice couple seasons. He seems as energized as ever, and that's saying something for Pete Carroll.
So we're talking with Curtis Crabtree, Seahawks reporter for Sports Radio KJR and a contributor to ProFootballTalk.com. And Curtis, I mean, you got a hell of a game this week, man. You've got Seahawks-Rams this week. And what do you expect in that game?
Well, I think it's a bad time for the Seahawks to be as banged up as they are at the positions that they are heading into this game against the Rams. Probably not going to be one you hear about on the Sunday pregames necessarily, but Seattle's going to be going into this game without their starting center, Ethan Posick. He's going to miss this game due to a concussion, so they're having Kyle Fuller going to start that game Sunday, and he gets to deal with Aaron Donald, which is going to be a ton of fun for him, I'm sure. So that's not the best matchup to have to deal with. Top two running backs, Chris Carson and Carlos Hyde, are missing another game. So, you know, they probably have a chance to get back for the Thursday night game against Arizona, which is the other downside of this is, you know, anything that they're trying to get back right now has to turn around in 5 days for a Thursday nighter against Arizona next week. So both guys are going to be out too. And as I mentioned earlier, they're down two cornerbacks and Shaquille Griffin and Quentin Dunbar for this game as well, you know, facing Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp. And so I think it's just a bad time for Seattle to be catching this team. And they've already lost four of their last five to the Rams in general. So I think this, if Seattle gets this one, it's a very good win for Seattle because of the circumstances they're heading into. Russell Wilson can keep them in any game they play, and I expect them to do that here as well. But I just don't know if this is one that they can kind of band-aid together and get out of Los Angeles with a win with.
So given that, being in a tough spot against the Rams here and the fact that they lost early in the season to the Cardinals and they're going to be coming up with, I would assume, a still fairly injured team against the Cardinals in a couple of days, like where do they stand in the NFC West? Who do you think is the biggest threat to them in the NFC West? How's that all shake out?
Well, until the Rams beat them, it's got to be Arizona because they're the team that has the win over them. So, you know, when it comes down to tiebreakers and stuff, Arizona's going to hold that for the time being here. The Rams are certainly good enough to be a factor for them. The 49ers would have been if they hadn't gotten so dang injured all season. But this is a very good division. Every game that they play within the division is going to be a little bit of a, at least with Arizona and Los Angeles, I mean, as you mentioned, the 49ers have kind of dug a hole for themselves. Those games are all going to be really interesting, really tough games, I think. They know each other pretty well, and they're going to be very pivotal because this is a division that's played the NFC East. Most of the Rams' wins have come against the NFC East, which is terrible. And Seattle's going to get those teams later on, too. Where they're going to separate is the games against each other. And that's going to be the biggest part of the schedule the rest of the year for Seattle. They're facing a ton of them here. We had Arizona a couple weeks ago, the Rams this weekend, Arizona in 5 days, as you mentioned, and then they get a couple right at the end of the season with the Rams and 49ers again. So it's going to be the division games that ultimately decide, you know, who's the best team in this division. And Seattle's, catching the Rams, it may be a bad time for that. And for them to lose their first, you know, two games against the guys they're going directly against in division could be a tough little start to the division slate here for them.
Well, yeah, so good luck to you, you personally, over the next couple of weeks as you write these stories for these games. I hope it's not so crazy for you. Curtis Crabtree, Seahawks reporter for Sports Radio KJR and contributor to ProFootballTalk.com. Curtis, thanks so much, man.
No problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.